Hi, everyone. Welcome to the 23rd of January, and we are on our second day of our travel article, and we are finding ourselves in the Windy City of Chicago, and that is Chicago's nickname. It is located in the Midwest, which is in the middle part of the United States, just below Canada. This is actually quite a ways below Canada. It's not, the state is not on the Canadian border. You can see where it is. It's located on Lake Michigan, which is why it is cold when it's windy in the wintertime. And today I have Brandon with me. Hi, Brandon.
Hello, everyone. Good to be back to talk about Chicago. I've never been. I guess I've driven through it as a kid. That doesn't really count. So I am learning along with all of you.
And what, of the three places we talked about yesterday, or the three things we did, which one appealed to you the most?
Well, I actually like number one. I am afraid of heights, but on a good day, I might try this if I was feeling adventurous, because you get to go up to the top of Willis Tower or near the top somewhere, and you get out on this ledge, and they have this sky deck, and you can look out over the city. So if it's a beautiful day, that would be a great view.
You know you're never going to do that.
And it would be a great adrenaline rush, you know? Some people go skydiving for an adrenaline rush. Maybe one day when I'm 80, I'll work up to that.
And I also have...
Hello, everyone. This is Josh. Very glad to be back talking about Chicago.
And you've been there before.
I have been there before. So some of our listeners may know that I lived for just about 10 years in Costa Rica. And to fly from Costa Rica to the United States, Chicago's O'Hare Airport, was one of the connecting places that had cheapest flights, and so I would go through Chicago all the time. But my brother-in-law and his wife live in Chicago, and we were fortunate enough to go visit them. But when I was there, I was only there for a couple days, and we ended up just kind of hanging out with them and going to restaurants. We never really got a chance to see a lot of the places listed in this article, so I'm very interested to go back and check some of these out.
To check out your inner nerd?
To check out my inner nerd, exactly. There's one of the places that I've not been is the museum campus. And I really enjoy going to museums, but I also know that Chicago's museums are really like no place else. They're really fantastic places. So to go to an area where you have so much accessible in one place plus great views sounds fantastic to me.
Yes, and I'm Linda. I'm your host today, and I'm very happy that you're all with us. We've been talking about page 34 in your magazine. If you have it, you might want to turn there. And the third place that we talked about yesterday that we went to was Oak Street. And actually, I've been to Chicago a few times because my son lives there, and we've been there to visit him. He also went to school at Northwestern and the University of Illinois at Chicago for his graduate program. So we've been to graduations all over the city and also toured quite a bit. He's very knowledgeable about Chicago, and he loves the architecture of the buildings. So it's very fun to go with him because he can, like, say this building was built then and for this reason, the development of it. So it's very interesting. But one of the places I haven't been that I could only window shop at would be Oak Street, which is located in one of the high-end areas, the heart of Chicago's richest neighborhood, the Gold Coast, which is also borders Lake Michigan. And, you know, I just think the atmosphere would be fun because in the summertime it would be, you know, the trees would be out, and in the fall the leaves would be turning. Besides the high-end boutiques they have there, they also have a lot of fun restaurants and coffee shops and things that you could go to. So that's basically what we talked about yesterday. Today we're going to visit several other places, five other places, to give you like a wide variety of areas and activities and places to choose from. So as Josh said yesterday, this is a large, large city with a lot to do, and you will never be bored. So grab your magazine and open it to page 35 or your digital device and read along with us as we read the first column on page 35.
4. Satisfy your sweet tooth. For a fun activity, you can take a class at Give Me Some Sugar in Roscoe Village. There are baking and decorating classes for adults and children, and you can also book private parties. 5. Hit the park. Millennium Park has attractions for all travelers. First of all, it has great views of the lake and city. You can take them in via walking, cycling, skating, running, or even just sitting on a picnic blanket or bench. The 24.5-acre park features Frank Gehry's Pritzker Pavilion and a serpentine bridge, John Plensa's Crown Fountain, Anish Kapoor's 110-ton cloud gate, and the Lurie Garden, which wows with year-round flower displays. There's always something going on, from concerts to festivals to food truck gatherings.
So do either one of you have a sweet tooth?
Yes, I have every kind of tooth imaginable. Salty, sweet, everything.
How about you, Josh?
I do have a little bit of a sweet tooth. I try not to have a lot of sugar, but every once in a while I just have these cravings for something sweet. And when I do, I want to satisfy my sweet tooth and go have something that's like a cake or a pastry or sugary something.
Yes. So you have a good idea. This is one of our vocabulary focus words. It says that if you have this, you like eating sweet foods, especially sweets and chocolate. Yes, definitely chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Cinnamon rolls.
Oh, this is another good one.
Actually, they all are. So here it says if you want to satisfy your sweet tooth, you can take a class at Give Me Some Sugar in Roscoe Village. And they have lots of different activities here, right?
Yeah, you can bake there. There are decorating classes for both adults and children. So a family could go, I guess, and go with their kids and enjoy this atmosphere.
Right. So you'll see here Roscoe Village. The city of Chicago is divided into very specific different districts, and Roscoe Village is just one of the areas within Chicago, like a little, you know, area, and they called their place Village. But there's like Noble Park and lots of like very different areas, very different from there. So you can find Roscoe Village if you like to bake, want to learn about cake well, it says just decorating, okay? So baking and decorating classes. Usually we think of cake decorating.
Sure.
And then we can hit the park. And Millennium Park is probably the place that every visitor to Chicago goes to. I mean, it's the most famous park there. And it has something for everybody.
It does. And when we say hit the park, in this sense, it means you're going there, and so you're going to go to the park. It's one of the things on your itinerary that you're going to go to, and it's a big one. And we see some pictures there of the Pritzker Pavilion. There's a lot to do here at Millennium Park.
So in many large cities, usually you'll find like one like signature big public green space, and that's Millennium Park.
Right. And it's quite large. It's 24.5 acres, okay? But the one signature item or place to go see if you go to Millennium Park is at the bottom of your page. It's called Cloud Gate. But it has a nickname.
Yes, it's called the Bean, right?
Right, because it kind of looks like one.
It does.
And everybody that goes to Chicago goes, well, that is a very broad statement, but if you go to Millennium Park, I would say 99% of people go and take their pictures that are reflected off the beam. It's just kind of
the thing to do
when you go to Chicago. But if you go here, also it's down on the water, okay, so you have a great view of the lake and also the city. And there are lots of different ways that you can enjoy this area. What are some of them, Josh?
Well, you can go to the Serpentine Bridge on the Pritzker Pavilion. You can go to the Crab Fountain. You can go to the Lurie Garden. I think one of the things about these kind of public park spaces, you see here that it says 24.5 acres. That is extremely large.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go at many times of the year and never be able to walk through all of the park and always see something different going on.
Right, and you can do simple things there that you can do at any park. You can walk, you can cycle, you can skate, or you can run. And so I would love to go here because I like to be in these green spaces and parks and so forth and just taking in nature or maybe going for a run.
And a lot of times when we talk about doing this kind of exercise in the park, you know, another expression we'll use, we'll say hit the gym, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can hit the park in the same way, and you can go there for free and do a lot of really fun activities that are also good for your health.
Right. Yeah. And if you look at this picture, you'll see that there are a lot of people that are crowded around, well, not crowded around, but that are around the bean. But, you know, the park is so large that this is only one small segment of it, you know. So
yeah.
For your running or your biking, you can go to another section of the park, Brandon.
Right, yeah. So there's a lot to do here. And for all different kinds of reasons, you can go and enjoy this park.
And we also see that, well, there's always something going on because they do have the pavilion here as well. And they have concerts, festivals, and food truck gatherings. And this is kind of a big phenomenon within the United States now. Very fun to go to.
Mm-hmm. So food trucks. Now, we all know about street vendors, people who come maybe with little carts and will sell usually very tasty items around. Pavilions like this in the park make it easy to kind of pick up a little something to eat that's tasty. But when we talk about a food truck, these are mobile kitchens.
Mm-hmm.
Where people will really offer like full meals, usually at a fairly reasonable price, and they could be all sorts of specialty items.
Yeah.
And it's really fun to go to areas where there's a lot of food trucks because they offer so many different types of food or desserts mm-hmm. or even coffee, all sorts of different things that you can really get a full experience of all sorts of different kinds of food for relatively cheap and in one area.
Right. Actually, not in Chicago. I was in a different city last summer, and I went to a food truck festival,
mm-hmm.
which was pretty fun. They blocked off a section, a major, like, intersection area, mm-hmm. and there were food trucks that lined both sides of the streets. It was, as you might think, it was packed with people. But when I was in Chicago last summer, we also went to two districts. They had, in the summertime in Chicago, they have a lot of, like, regional festivals,
sure.
So
mm-hmm.
street festivals, mm-hmm. and a lot of that involves food. And
yes.
So they have food trucks that are there for you to get food, and then you can listen to music, and they have, you know, they have a lot of other booths where you can buy kind of cool things.
It's a really fun atmosphere, right?
Right?
It's outdoors, you can eat food, you can maybe buy other things, and I would enjoy that a lot because you get to try all different kinds of food.
Yeah, and if you can imagine an area where you have, like, literally, like, 30 or 40 different restaurants all kind of competing for a crowd of people, you know that everyone's going to try and be very unique and very
mm-hmm.
original. So really some very good and surprising combinations that you can have.
And I think in the Chicago area in particular, because winter is, you know, is pretty harsh and it's cold. And I know a lot of our listeners, I know even Brandon was like, I've never been in weather that cold.
Yeah.
But, you know, it can get to 20 below zero Fahrenheit, which is about the same Celsius. And that is really cold. So food trucks don't really operate in that weather.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So when summer comes, when spring comes, all through fall, you know, people like to be outside.
Yeah.
And this is a great fun way to get food.
Mm.
Well, let's continue on. We are going to read the top half of the second-hand column here on page 35 now.
Six, connect with furry friends. The Lincoln Park Zoo is 2 miles north of downtown Chicago in the Lincoln Park neighborhood. The best part? There is no admission fee. If you're there on a Wednesday or Saturday, check out the nearby Green City Market for all sorts of goodies. 7. Laugh out loud. Chicago is home to the legendary Second City, where you can catch improv comedy at its best. Because it's such a hot spot, it's been thriving since 1959, Book weekend tickets well in advance.
Well, if you have a furry friend, what do you have?
You have a pet. And, or in this case, they're not pets, but they're animals.
Okay. So it's called the Lincoln Park Zoo, and it is a couple of miles north of downtown Chicago. In this neighborhood, it's called Lincoln Park, and I just was talking about that. The city is divided up into different, like, sections. Mm-hmm. This one is Lincoln Park neighborhood, and there is no admission fee, which is kind of rare for a zoo.
Right. Surprised me to see, you know, they don't charge anything. So I don't know. I guess taxes pay for that.
Yeah, probably. But, you know, this is a fun place to go any time of the year. When I was there one Christmas or one December, we went there to see the lights. It was fun. And you were saying also that there, actually, I think I saw that there's like a Christmas market there.
Yeah, so one of the neat things about the Lincoln Park Zoo is that they also do things that are not just oriented towards seeing animals, right? So they offer a holiday market. So when you have a holiday market, you have vendors that set up shops that sell things just for the holidays, and usually is food as well. So a lot of different neat things going on here beyond just being able to see fantastic animals.
Right. And because it was in December, it was pretty cold. So we did buy things from those vendors, like warm drinks, so we could stay warm as we're walking around enjoying the lights. And the animals don't really come outside during, I mean, it's hard for them to in really, really cold weather. So,
well,
and we also went at night.
Polar bears, right?
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Right?
Polar bears would enjoy it. We also went at night, so the animals weren't out, but you're really not there to see them at that time of year.
Sure.
But it's a very fun zoo. You know, it has a lot of different kinds of activities, as Josh was saying, that go on year-round. And if you go on a Wednesday or a Saturday, then you can go to the Green City Market, which is located nearby, for all sorts of goodies.
Goodies. I like goodies. Usually it's referring to some type of food or treat that you would like to enjoy.
Yes.
Right, they could be like snacks. They could be sweets. They could be not sweets. But here I think they're talking about really all sorts of things.
They are. And if you look at the picture right above this paragraph, you can see it just looks like it's a bunch of vegetables, right? So because it is a market, you can go there to buy like organic vegetables. And, you know, they have people that are coming in from their own little farms that they are growing things on that you can buy from and support local produce as well. But goodies also means that there are definitely things you can eat right there, including sweets to satisfy your sweet tooth.
And this is kind of a neat thing about a lot of farmers markets is that not only will you find farmers who produce sort of the locally grown, but a lot of these places will also have little vendors that will do like their own jams, or they will do like their own baked goods that are made out of a lot of the things that they grow on their farm.
That's right. And if you're thinking, oh, that doesn't sound very interesting, they also have, at most farmers markets, they also have places that sell coffee. And you can, you know, some places you can get like a sandwich there, or, you know, they have food vendors you can eat there as well. And going back to food trucks, sometimes they have, if it's an outdoor farmer's market, then there are always food trucks there as well.
That's true.
So you will not go hungry.
You will not go hungry. And then you can take your sandwich back to the zoo and look at the animals.
Yes.
And do you guys like to laugh?
I love to laugh. I should laugh more often. Can you tell us a joke?
I am a terrible joke teller. But
I
like
am also a terrible joke teller.
So am I. That's why.
But my wife has a fantastic laugh, so I really like to listen to her laugh.
Oh,
I usually try and be as funny as I can around her to make her laugh.
Well, we see here that it says Chicago is home to the legendary Second City. And if something is legendary, what is it?
It just means famous.
Okay. And Second City is basically a comic club. Okay, and it's where you can catch improv comedy at its best. So what is improv?
Improv is short for improvisation. So if you do something kind of just right there on the spot, you're just making it up as you go, that would be improv. And so, improv comedy, they're on stage and maybe they plan some things, but they kind of have to have that comedic thing going on where they know how to react to the audience and add on to things and ad lib and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so Chicago has really got a very active, very vibrant comedy scene. So they've got lots of different types of comedy mm-hmm. clubs. And really, there are a number of famous comedians and actors who have come out of this comedy scene and been discovered by being part of this comedy circuit. Mm-hmm. So like Bill Murray is a good example. Tina Fey is a good example. Mm-hmm. There's so many. And you'll find in this area there's lots of different types of comedy clubs. So you'll have stand-up comedy clubs, you'll have improv comedy clubs, and you'll have sketch comedy clubs. So a stand-up is just a guy or a girl in a microphone telling interesting stories or funny observations that makes the audience laugh. Mm-hmm. Sketch comedy is usually a group of comedians that are presenting some sort of like little skit or little play that's funny for people to watch. Mm-hmm. And then improv comedy, you can have more than one person, and usually it's a group or a troupe of comedians, but a lot of times what they'll do is they'll play games mm-hmm. where they'll get ideas from the audience, and based on those ideas, they have to make some sort of a skit or some sort of presentation that's supposed to entertain, and they can be really, really funny. Mm-hmm.
I would recommend that if you ever are in Chicago or any other city that has a comedy club, that you just take the opportunity to go. You might not understand everything that they say because humor, I think, is very difficult to translate across cultures, mm-hmm. but sometimes it's just so obvious, it's just so funny.
Yeah.
And that's really the nice thing about sketch comedy and mm-hmm. improv comedy, because it involves a lot of like physical comedy as
yes.
well. So, and that just really kind of transcends a little bit the language barrier. So certainly worth going. But like they say here, if you are going to go, book in advance.
Right, especially mm-hmm. to Second City. And I think, Saturday Night Live is on TV in mm-hmm. Taipei City. Mm-hmm. So a lot of Saturday Night Live people, as Josh was saying, standard comedians that are on there have come out of Second City.
Mm-hmm.
And Second City is not the only comedy club or not the only kind of, little club or theater. We've gone to a lot of fun neighborhood plays, mm-hmm. neighborhood theaters in Chicago that are doing, different kinds of plays, mm-hmm. presenting different kind of plays, comedies or otherwise.
And this may be a good point to mention that Chicago is just what we call rife,
mm-hmm.
like very, very, like a lot, very saturated
full
with
of.
Art, right?
Yes.
So shows, dance, theater, comedy, just lots of little places where you can go and catch like really interesting stuff.
Yes. Mm. Well, now that we've laughed, let's go, let's take a tour by land or by river. Let's read our last section here.
Eight, take a tour by land or by river. The Chicago Architecture Foundation River Cruise offers a guided tour that showcases the city's architecture from the comforts of a riverboat. This is a great way to see a lot of the city in just 90 minutes. Don't have your sea legs about you? You might enjoy the Palmer House Hilton History is Hot tour. The historic Palmer House Hotel hosted every president from Harry Truman to George W. Bush. The property features private tours. After the tour, guests get to take home chocolate bouchons and the recipe, a postcard, and a small history book.
Okay, well, it says now we're going to take a tour by land or by river. And Chicago is very interesting. There is a river that goes right through the middle of the city that empties out into Lake Michigan. And you can take the Chicago Architecture Foundation River Cruise. And actually, we've done this. And it's super, super interesting. It says here in our text, it offers a guided tour that showcases the city's architecture from the comforts of a riverboat. We weren't on a riverboat. We were on a smaller boat. If you look at the bottom picture, you'll see the riverboats that are going up and down the river. But we were on a smaller one, so it was a little bit more intimate. Mm. And, you know, cities build up around rivers or yeah. along rivers. Mm-hmm. And so they give you the history, basically, of the building and of the building of Chicago from yeah. when Chicago was founded. So mm-hmm. it's a very, very interesting tour.
I would love to do this on a nice spring day or maybe in the fall. You can just look at all the buildings. I like architecture. So you can be in the comfort of the boat and look, you know, out at the buildings as you pass by. And I'm sure that would be a wonderful thing to do if the weather is nice. Not during the winter.
Not, I don't think they do it during the river right. because it's all frozen. But yeah. we did go. It was fairly chilly when we went.
Mm-hmm.
We were wearing very heavy coats, and yeah, it was kind of chilly, but it was very, very interesting. And actually, this river goes, you can take one of these boats. They have river taxis also.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take a taxi all the way to Chinatown in Chicago.
Wow.
And so it's about a 90 minute tour. And then if you don't have sea legs, which is what they say if you don't like to be on the water, mm-hmm. then you should go to the Palmer House. Hilton History is the hot tour. And what does it tell us about the Palmer House here?
Well, it's a very interesting hotel that's hosted every president from Harry Truman to George Walker Bush. So that's a long period of history. And mainly means that very dignified, very mm-hmm. important members of the American society have gone and stayed at the Palmer House.
And you can take a tour there. And then it's kind of interesting what they'll give you after you have been there. You can take home what,
these
Brandon?
Chocolate bouchons, and that is a chocolate treat. It is listed there in our specialized terms, a cake-like brownie, and it has a cork-like shape. And so you can try that there. Something sounds very sophisticated.
I think that's because this hotel is, there is a building in downtown Chicago that is shaped like a champagne bottle,
mm-hmm.
and probably it's referring to mm-hmm. that in the cork at the top of the champagne
mm-hmm.
bottle.
Sure.
Well, we see that there are lots of fun things to do in Chicago, and we still have more to tell you tomorrow, so we'll hope you'll join us then. Bye for now.
Goodbye.